to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here. Welcome to the show. I'm Madeline Bass, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. Welcome to the call. We are here happy Wednesday, hump day, and we're doing our best to move through to each and every day to be great. I'm going to do a few ads. We have some sponsorships that we have going on, but the Women's Health Clinic here in Palestine, Medical and Dental Clinic on 205 East Browser Street, and that's Palestine, KC 75801. They're looking for donations to help them to be able to continue to help others. When you have donation packages from $10 to $100, of course, one time, then it will put you in a particular club. So we want you to be able to help them. You can pay by PayPal, pay by cash or check. And that address, once again, is 205 East Brazos, B-R-A-Z-O-S Street, Palestine, Texas, 75801. Or you can go to the website, whcclinic.com. Support them. They have been a very big part in even helping myself. They've been the only ones that have reached out and tried to give me the care that I need, helping me with supplies, health supplies, and even prescriptions, ladies and gentlemen. So I really would appreciate it if you would help in supporting all of the things that they're doing in order to help those in the community, the working class, those who are striving to continue to live a better and healthier life. But it's not easy and it's not free. So we need to make sure that they have everything that they need in order to continue to offer that excellent care, health care that they give. So once again, that's the Women's Health Clinic, Medical and Dental Clinic. They help you with your teeth and your health itself. 205 East Brazos Street, Palestine, Texas, 75801. Or you can go to their website, whcclinic.com. Support and help them to help others to live a better life. So today, just excited about things that are going on. Today, we're going to share a little bit about the choice to be happy. It's a choice. You do know that, right? Not someone else, and no one else is going to make you happy. All those little things they say, you complete me, you make me whole. But the truth of the matter is, you are responsible for your own happiness, your own peace of mind, your own solitude. So what is it that you're doing in your life? Are you making a choice to be happy? It's up to you. Tell yourself every day, no matter how good or bad, that today is a good day. You know, where at the end of the day, 5:30, most people are getting off from work. There are those who work nights. So those of you who are headed to work, you may have a boss that you don't get along with, a coworker you can't stand, or maybe they can't stand you and you don't know why. Individuals that you got to just pray for on a continuous basis. Maybe there's people who work with you but not, you know, supporting of your position as leader or leadership. You may maybe have a leadership role. And you've got some coworkers to give you a hard time. You try to be fair, you try to help them out, and they just don't appreciate what you're doing. The boss, the owner. These situations and scenarios are going to occur on a job. Maybe even at your church. Maybe you're a ministry leader and you have the pastor is fighting against you, and you know that what you're doing is what God has planned for you, but you get this friction. I don't want to call it anything else, but you get a friction between maybe another ministry leader for whatever reason. I mean, it's going to happen. People in leadership are just going to continue to be in awe. You're going to find a reason to be upset or angry or disappointed or frustrated with another person. It's just people, ladies and gentlemen. We have to learn to make a choice to be happy. There may be a jealousy going on. There could be envy going on. Maybe your ministry is thriving and growing and theirs isn't, or maybe their ministry is dying down and yours seems to be on the incline of people being encouraged in what you're doing. Maybe they could even be frustrated in your walk as a ministry itself. You might not even be a leader, but your walk in general could frustrate the leaders because there are people who are clinging and choosing to follow what it is that you're doing because of your faith level, because of your encouragement, your prayer life. You know, it just doesn't matter. People are going to be frustrated, whether it's in the church or whether it's in the world. It's going to happen. But how we handle it, how we handle it as believers, makes all the difference in the world. So what are you doing? What are you excited about? How do you handle the frictions of your life, the frictions in your state? Who are you depending on? Who are you counting on to make you happy? And if that person isn't you, then that's your problem. You're looking for another person to fill the void of maybe some things that you need to resolve between you and the Lord. It could be something from your past. It could be something you're dealing with now as we've gone over those list of things. But most of the time, I believe, it's from your past. You can't get over somebody who hurt you, disappoint you, and it's usually people that we love. Your spouse, a child, a parent, a grandparent, an auntie, a very close friend. So at some point in your life, someone hurt you or betrayed you, disappointed you in some type of way. And it caused such a big hole in your heart that you can't allow God to feel it. You won't allow him to feel the void. He's able to. He's capable of feeling it. But we have to make the choice to allow God in our hearts to do so. Okay? So once you accept Christ into your life, in your heart, and you confess with your mouth that he is Lord, you have to allow him to make some changes within you. And I know that's a scary word. People don't like change. You know, they like things because they're comfortable. People don't like change. It's like it's good, it's fine where it is. You've gotten comfortable in your pain. You've gotten comfortable in your anger, your hurt. You've gotten comfortable in your uncomfortable situation because it could be worse or, you know, it ain't that bad. You know, I can handle it. Lord's going to give me strength. I get that. But that season in your life may be the one thing that God needs you to move past so that he can take you to your next, okay? So make a choice. Make a choice to be happy. Know that each day that is given is an opportunity for you to see God moving and working around you and through you. He could be using you as an instrument to do so many things. We talk about wanting to be used by God and being an instrument and fill my cup and I'm available and, you know, fill me up, Lord. And all of these different praise songs that require us to remove ourselves and allow him as the Holy Spirit to fill us up, fill the temple, okay? But the temple is not just a physical church, not just a physical place. It could be a physical within a person. You can ask God to go. We do it all the time. Lord, take the wheel, you know. But are you really serious about that? Do you really want him to take control of what it is that's going on in your life? Are you really willing to release that? I think a lot of times it's why families or marriages fall apart because someone is not willing to release the will and allow the one who is in, who has that prayer life, to take that leadership role. It's supposed to be the man, the lady. We are there to encourage and pray and to support our spouses. We are not there to dictate and run him and treat him like our children. We are to allow God to use him as a vessel. Pray over him. Pray for him. Pray even when he's not there. Pray while he's at work, you know, on his way to work. There's so many things that we could be doing to pray for our family that we choose not to. Instead, we'd rather argue and nitpick and fight over some things that really don't matter. You know, it's not going to come together until you two come clowning or cutting up, you know, and nobody thinks that you're able or capable of being anything positive. We're going to change the way that you act, change it, and allow the spirit within you to fill you up. feel the presence of him, knowing with the feeling that he is taking control, and let him, F-I-L-L, fill up your feelings. Let him feel the space and the empty voice, the hurt, the anger. Let him relieve you. Let him heal you. Let him encourage you and through whatever struggles and problems he's choosing to allow to block your happiness. Let him open up that door and release all of that hurt and anger and start healing you one day at a time, one second at a time. Sometimes we want everything that we want from God good. We want it right now. No one wants to go through anything. No one struggles. It's just like being in a ministry, growing a ministry, it takes time. You're wanting a church full of people. Well, some churches have started in the living room. Some churches have started in the back of a church and other people's churches. You know, it takes time for people to trust, unfortunately. They have to take that time to trust the God in you, because there are a lot of people who are misleading people from Christ. They're just not leading them to him. They're leading people from Christ. So, each and every day, it's an opportunity for us to work with and allow God to work in the people around us. And even seeing some changes within ourselves, we have to see it. Each experience is to help us to be more of what God has planned for us. Because in Jeremiah, he says, I have a plan prepared. And it's a prosperity. You know, a lot of churches tell you, don't want money, you're chasing money, but you have to work in order to pay your bills. Man don't work, no eat. And everyone can't be a minister. Everybody can't be a ministry leader. Everyone's not able to play an instrument in the church. And some churches are not even able to pay musicians. So you have to be willing and able to work. You have to be willing to sacrifice more of you. That's why it is such a sacrifice with churches and ministry leaders, because they give a lot of their free time to the church. And so we need to get to the place where we give it to the Lord, because it changes our attitude towards that ministry. It allows us, if we do it as unto the Lord, it helps us to be more excited about what it is that God has for us to do. Okay? So, and he's using things that we enjoy. He's using things that we love to do, our passion. He's allowing us to move into being a big part of our purpose. So be excited when God gives you an assignment in the church. When he gives you a responsibility, because he can trust your faith with it. He can trust you to talk to other people, and you need to not take advantage of that. Not to be so to the point where I'm the leader, I'm the captain of the ship, and you do what I say and not as I do. You need to be willing to sacrifice and continue to stay humble in the presence of the Lord, and not arrogant about the position and place in which God has blessed us in. Then it can cloud that and allow you to believe that that's happy, but it's not a contentment, it's not a peace. So each day that you're building and growing in whatever God has planned for you and you alone, then that's an opportunity for you to be in his presence also, to talk to him on a daily basis and get the instructions that you need for each day. Each day is to build you, it's to build your faith in Christ, it's to build a relationship with him, it's to build a relationship with others, that their relationship with God would be stronger from the relationship that they have with you. You are a big part of them moving towards better. And you end up using you as a vessel to help people. That's a challenge sometimes, and it can be heavy. It can really honestly and truly be heavy. But there will be, you'll have those difficult days. Those are the days, your difficult days are days that are days for you to learn. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, a rough day today. Those difficult days are days for you to have a lesson, you know, to learn from those days, those challenges. And in order for you to be able to move forward, you got to learn from the mistakes that we make from the past and move forward. Y'all know when I slow down, it's for you to be taking, listen to that. Move forward, wallowing your pity and your self-sadness, and you're putting that on yourself. And you just need to be excited that God has chosen to give you something that would, to other people, be heavy. To other people, would be a challenge. It would be hard for them. Okay? So live in your now. Live in your now and then move forward and make sure that you don't get lost in your emotions. You know, we get hurt, we get angry. Move from that. Move forward. Make sure you don't get lost in that. Because I believe as a nation, that's what we do. That's how some of these candidates have made it as far as they did because they have functioned and thrived on the emotion of anger and the emotion of hate. So let's move towards Christ-like, which is love. Love, unconditional love, judgment. We're constantly finding fault, and we just need to keep moving forward because we all have the same flaws and faults. And we can sit and compare with color or tradition. We can compare all day long. But the bottom line is, are we really living a life according to the will of God? That's the bottom line. And everyone is not a believer. We have to be okay with that. It's not something that we want to know or hear, but we got to be okay with it. Just like we want people to go to heaven, there are people who are going to hell. Hell is real, and a lot of people accept that hell is real. But so many people will not accept the balance of that, that heaven is also real. And they don't want to get their lives together. Maybe they don't feel deserving. Maybe they don't feel worthy. Maybe they're mad at God for whatever reason. And they feel like they're hurting him by not coming to him. But what they don't realize is they're hurting themselves. It's a choice, ladies and gentlemen. Anything good and exciting and happy that we make our lives, it's a choice. You know, remain miserable. That's true. So your happiness, your peace of mind, your joy, there's a choice that you make. And that choice is to accept Christ within you and allow him to heal you in order to move you forward to your next. Are you willing? Are you willing to move forward? I know I am. I'm ready. I'm past ready. I don't know about y'all. I just lost my screen. I hope that that's not a bad thing. Okay, but we're going to keep on moving forward. I'm actually, there we go, trying my best to do more than one thing. Somehow or another, I have managed to my computers. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's expensive to have certain things because computers, they are machines and they are operated by people, but they do get old just like anyone else or anything else. They get old and they have to be replaced sometimes. And doing things for free, it can weigh on you. It's one of those situations where you have to be willing. So that's why I say be willing to donate and to help others so that they can continue to help others. Okay? You have it, share it. Share the blessing. Move forward and allow the opportunity to watch God bless you in a manner which you would never have known otherwise. Well, I'm Madeline Bass, and I'm not going to keep you long today, as I said. Enjoy your Wednesday. Get the Bible study. Get in his presence. Allow him the opportunity to speak to you if you're at work. You know, do the YouVersion app, ladies and gentlemen. That is an amazing app. It has all types of plans, devotionals that you can participate in. You can set it on your calendar to remind you daily to check it out, to look at it, to study, so that you can build you and grow to your next. We all want God to give us all of these great things, but we don't want to do anything to educate ourselves. You want to make a lot of money, but you can't manage a little bit. You're willing to help someone. You have to be willing to share. God says to seek me first the kingdom of God, and all the other things will come. So as you're building the kingdom, which is helping people to know that they need to come to Christ, the true God, the true leader, the true King, everything that they would ever need, and once you stop being angry at him, then I believe the other doors of peace, joy, and happiness, and even blessings, prosperity come to play. We are to be willing to create an inheritance for our children's children. And are you willing to do that? Are you doing that, being angry at your past? Are you doing that? Are you doing that? Well, I'm Madeline Bass, and I thank you, and this is just Madeline. We're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. This is Rashana Mitchell singing to you. I thank you for everything.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the ups. I thank you for the downs.
Thank you for the downs.
I thank you for the browns. For lifting me up when people let me down. I thank you for everything, everything. I thank you for the highs. I thank you for the lows.
Thank you for the highs.
Thank you for the lows. And I thank you for the lows.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, for me. I thank you, Lord,
how you touch me, please. for the rain.
Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the pain. Because of you, Lord, I'll never be the same.
Oh,
everything,
everything.
You ain't seen nothing.